Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Veneria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bucks County, they are admitting that they're violating the rule of law, and they're ignoring the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruling on illegal ballots, and they are voted. They voted today to count illegal ballots in Pennsylvania. This is insane. Unbelievable. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. It's a busy day. I'm actually in New York right now. I'm at Fox News, as a matter of fact. I was on America's Newsroom this morning with Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer talking about the recount in Pennsylvania. Here's basically what I said. It's a scam. The whole thing's a money-making scam by Bob Casey. He's not going to win, but he's raising money off of this, and it's pathetic. He's raising money. They're sending out emails and text messages. McCormick is still going to be the senator when this is over, but it's not going to be over until November 27th. So think about that now. That's a lot of time. November 14th. Today's November 14th, so we got through November 27th until the recount's done. It's going to start on the 20th. Between that whole period of time, the lesser Casey is going to be able to raise money off of this. It's insane. And this issue now of what just happened in Bucks County, where they're voting to count illegal ballots, and this just broke a short time ago, this is a major deal. But Casey lost. And even the guy who was the lieutenant governor for his father, Bob Casey, came out and said that the lesser Casey needs to go. It's over, and he needs to go. It's over. You can't win, and you got to give it up, man. You got to give it up. He said that as well today. It's been a crazy day. Meanwhile, the left is still melting down over the appointments or Trump's nominations of people like Matt Gaetz and others. Melting down. Crazy. When I think about the hysterics, I really do. And that's what it is. Setting their hair on fire. It's very similar to all the lefties who wound up being upset over Trump's victory. There's a lot of parallels there, no doubt about it. A lot of parallels. But the key is that they are terrified of what people like Matt Gaetz and Tulsi Gabbard might do when they go in there and they uncover the secrets of the FBI, the DOJ, the Department of Justice, and on and on and on. They're terrified of this. They know the secrets will come spilling out. Well, I was talking to a congressman earlier today from Florida, who's a great guy, Greg Stube. He's on the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of Justice. And as part of the weaponization, what they're looking into is also FEMA. You know, the allegations now by this whistleblower that FEMA went by the homes of Republicans, just completely ignored them, went by them, refused to help these people, to help their fellow Americans deal with these situations, is absolutely outrageous. And this whistleblower who was on Fox last night had a lot to say about this. And she said this is a widespread problem and it goes to the top. So now they have to look into FEMA as well. And I also talked to him about the Amish and the FDA. Remember the FDA coming in and raiding the Amish over raw milk and raw butter and raw cheese? And he said Donald Trump's FDA will not be raiding any Amish farms for selling raw milk and raw cheese. Part of the reason why the Amish voted in such heavy numbers that they did for Donald Trump, which was great. Let me play you a clip. This is out of Bucks County short time ago. This is I'll read you the tweet here from the Bucks Republican Party. Bucks County Democrat commissioners violate the rule of law and ignore Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruling. Democrat commissioners Diane Marsiglia and Bob Harvey voted today to count illegal ballots against PA Supreme Court ruling in an attempt to aid former Senator Bob Casey. quote from Diane Marseglia, precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country, and people violate laws anytime they want. For me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to it. Thank you to Republican Commissioner Gene DiGirolamo for making a motion to uphold the law. Our attorneys are working with attorneys from the PA GOP and the RNC to address this matter. Take a listen.
We reject all three categories of these ballots.
Your motion is to reject or dismiss the challenges in this category in front of you?
Correct, yep.
Not going to second that, mostly because I think we all know that precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country, and people violate laws anytime they want. So for me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to it.
Amazing. Amazing. I'm violating this law on purpose. I know what I'm doing, and I'm violating this law on purpose. Well, luckily, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley, our buddy Linda Kearns, they're all over this. They can count as many illegal ballots as they want. It's still not going to change the outcome. Senator-elect Dave McCormick is going to be senator. But what Bob Casey's doing is destroying his own legacy here. He really is. He's destroying his own legacy. So this is a man who served as his father's lieutenant governor in Pennsylvania, Mark Singel, who's now a Democrat strategist. And they're saying it's time. Like, enough is enough already. It's time to get on with this. Take a listen.
It's time to get on with this. He's had a good, distinguished career, and it's time to concede and move on.
Democratic strategist Mark Singel is urging incumbent Senator Bob Casey to wave the white flag as his race against Republican challenger Dave McCormick triggers an automatic recount.
Yeah, I give it up, man. It's over. And that's the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. This, what Casey's doing, and they're flooding people's inboxes and text messages with all of this nonsense about help Bob, help Bob. What does he need money for? Think about it. If there's a recount in Pennsylvania, you're paying for it. It's going to cost the taxpayers of Pennsylvania $1 million. So what? What exactly does he need the money for? Explain this to me. It's going to cost $1 million. By the way, we are streaming live on YouTube. I have to set up my camera because I'm in Jimmy's studio, and his show is on Fox Nation. So I have to set up my camera to be able to stream on YouTube. It's a whole thing, but I'll do it during the break. But we'll play some of these clips for you on our YouTube show as we go along. Thank you if you joined us last night. Speaking of Fela, we had a great time in Delco. My thanks to the Media Theater for hosting us. They were outstanding hosts. What a beautiful theater it is. It really is a wonderful place. They could not have been more gracious and accommodating to us. So thank you to the Media Theater. And thank you for coming out last night. We had a packed house. It was a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. You might have heard some curse words, too. Just saying. So next time we do one of these, you better come out. Everybody who went had a wonderful time, and it was great seeing so many friends and meeting you and seeing you again, and a lot of it, wonderful time. I'll also mention, too, thanks to Dom Giordano, my buddy. He introduced me and Jimmy last night with a very gracious introduction. It was really nice of Dom to make time to join us last night. I was very grateful to Dom Giordano for taking time out of his very busy schedule to join us last night in media. All right. So a couple things here that I want to get to as well regarding this issue with Casey. And this is the eyes of the nation are watching this. But it's going to cost Pennsylvania taxpayers $1 million. Just think about this now. $1 million for this recount. $1 million. Now, why are you going to pay for this money? You're going to pay for this money so that Bob Casey can have this scam that goes on from now until the 27th, where Bob Casey is able to raise money and the Democrats are able to raise money to pay off campaign debts. And they know the outcome's not going to change, but who cares? It's not their money. It's your money. So, you know, who cares if you can use that $1 million for something else? Like, I don't know, maybe cleaning up the streets of Philadelphia or helping people who can't afford Thanksgiving dinner. You know what I mean? Instead, who cares? It's $1 million. It's not their money. It's your money. So screw you. They're going to make you pay for the recount, which is not going to change a damn thing. But between November 14th and November 27th, they can keep raising money off of this idea. But what would Casey do with the money? Think about it. This is why this is a scam. This whole thing is a gigantic money-making scam for Bob Casey, because what's he going to do with it? What's he going to do with the money? He didn't need the money. The recount is being paid for by Pennsylvania taxpayers. So explain to me what he needs money for. It's not like he's funding the recount. I mean, if he had to pay for the recount, that'd be one thing. You could turn around and go, okay, so you got to help Bob Casey raise money here to pay for this recount. He's not footing the bill. You are. The people of Pennsylvania are footing the bill for this. So explain to me, please, help me understand what Casey needs money for at this point. The answer is he doesn't. It's a scam. It's a gigantic money-making scam. That's the truth. You know it, and I know it too. And I'm so sick and tired of these Democrats with their scams and their illegal ballot tricks and everything else. But I'm telling you, McCormick will stay in Washington where he belongs as senator-elect. He and Dina were in Washington posing outside of his office. He's voted for John Thune as a majority leader like all the other senators had. Thune is now the majority leader. Whether he voted for him in the first ballot or not, I don't know. But, I mean, Thune is now the majority leader, and he's getting to work for the people of Pennsylvania. And that's what matters, and that's what counts. But, man, I'll tell you what, for Casey's dad's lieutenant governor to say enough is enough, he's an embarrassment. And you know why this guy's coming out and saying this? Because Governor Josh Shapiro wants this to go away. That's right. Shapiro is sick of this. Because you know what? You're getting claims of you're an election denier. It's election denialism. And Shapiro wants to run in 28. And he doesn't want to deal with Casey anymore. He doesn't want to deal with the nonsense. He doesn't want to deal with any of this crap of Bob Casey running around and acting like he won this election. He didn't win this election. Shapiro wants to just turn the page, move forward with his campaign in 2028 for president. And he doesn't want anybody coming out there and saying, oh, well, Democrats are election deniers. That's exactly what they're doing right now. They are election deniers. The AP called the race. The votes are there. The count was done. The mandatory recount's not going to change a damn thing. I just played you a Democrat, former lieutenant governor of Governor Casey saying that. But it's fundraising. It's a scam. People should be outraged by this. And if you get one of these fundraising emails and fundraising text messages, the answer you should go back to Senator Bob Casey is, what do you need the money for, Bob? You're not paying for the recount. I'm paying for the recount. So what do you need the money for? Send me the money. I'm the taxpayers. We're the taxpayers. We're the ones paying for this. Over $1 million. Really ridiculous. It truly is ridiculous. And it will yield nothing. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Got a big show for you today. A lot of audio to get to. I imagine there might be some more breaking news coming out of Trump's appointments. I would not be surprised if we hear something during the show today. Alina Haba has took herself out of the running to be White House press secretary. I texted my buddy Caroline Levitt today, and I said, I hope it's you. I hope you get the nod. There is a story that Sage Steele is saying that she's denying reports that she is considering White House press secretary. So ultimately, at the end of the day, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Caroline Levitt. I, you know, you're very kind to suggest that it should be me. I think Trump having, a woman out there is probably smart. It's probably what's going to happen. And Caroline's earned it. And I'm very happy doing what I'm doing for a living. No doubt about that. Happy to help as they need me. But, I love my job. But if I was ever going to get a job in Washington, it would probably be press secretary. I'm just saying, if I was ever going to get that, that still is my dream job. But nevertheless, you know, there might be other opportunities going forward for things that former press secretaries do. And I could just bypass that part and just do the other part. You know what I mean? So there you go. Oh, and Fetterman was asked, Senator John Fetterman was asked about Gates getting appointed attorney general. Speaking of Pennsylvania, this is what the other senator said, the one who's not in a hibernation chamber on a daily basis. Cut number one.
What do you think of all these Trump picks, including Matt Gaetz?
I put out a tweet about it. I mean, clearly, it's just kind of like a God tier kind of trolling, just to trigger a meltdown. But really, the Dems' opinions on Gaetz, that's not really what's interesting. What to me is interesting is the good ones are going to come by my colleagues on the other side, the GOP, on how they can justify voting for that jerk.
Do you think that President Trump actually wants him in this job, or is he using it as a test of your Republican colleagues? Is that what you're implying?
I just trolling. They have had serious appointments. Like, I'm a big fan of Rubio's. I mean, we're different politically. Stefanik, I just saw him, my colleague from Missouri, Eric Schmidt. He was the AG for Missouri. He would have been a solid pick. And then you put out someone like that, then it's just nothing but trolling. And, you know, even the Republicans know who he is. And it's, again, we all know what, you know, the Democrats are going to be. That's where the interesting, you know, the interesting answers are going to come from my colleagues on the GOP that are going to vote or justify voting for that mess.
What about Tulsi Gabbard for DNI?
What's that?
Tulsi Gabbard for DNI.
And again, it's like there are some appointments that I've seen that I didn't absolutely vote for that. And then there's others that it's just a bridge too far. And certainly there's some that both sides aren't going to vote for, like the ones that happened tonight. But I'm not going to freak out like, oh, my God. I mean, it's like that's what he wants, you know. I'm sure he enjoys that kind of a trolling. And no one takes that seriously, both sides.
Yeah, well, listen, here's the thing. It's not trolling. Tulsi Gabbard is an outstanding pick. I was talking to Congressman Greg Stube about Matt Gaetz, and he thinks Matt Gaetz is an excellent pick, an outstanding pick. I think the real issue here is that we don't want to address all the crazy picks of Biden's people. And I'm not just talking about Rachel Levine and Sam Brittain. I'm talking about all the other crazy people that have been authoritarians in government throughout the years. And there's a lot of them. And I'm going to talk about those with you today, just so you know, because if we're going to have this conversation about Trump's picks and Trump's loyalists, then it's got to be fair. We got to talk about the crazy people that Biden has surrounded himself with over the years. And there's a lot of those people. And we will make sure to bring that to your attention. Fetterman was also asked if he thinks Trump is going to make recess appointments. Look, he may have to if he wants to get the government rolling here. But I would just caution about the recess appointments because the Supreme Court has restricted the use of this. And this could become very controversial in court. But here's what Fetterman said about that. Cut number two.
Are you worried that he may attempt to pressure your colleagues to allow him to make these appointments through recess appointments?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's when the interesting thing's going to happen. You know, how hard will some members, you know, how hard will they simp for him and vote for that guy? To me, that's like maybe that could be the next level kinds of test for loyalty. Like, yeah, I could vote for like I said, for that hot mess. I've seen that online. You know, Republicans have got on the record saying this place is he's a disaster. You know, Gaetz is you know, absolutely unacceptable. So
why?
Like I said, that's
why?
When the interesting thing will happen on, you know, how far they could go to vote for that.
Gaetz is a lawyer. Attorney General typically is a lawyer. It doesn't have to be, but I mean, you know, typically is. Gaetz is an attorney. Why is he a disaster? Pete Buttigieg was asked about his qualifications to be transportation secretary. You know what he said? He said he liked trains. He said he liked trains. Model trains, I assume. I don't know. Little model trains, big model trains. I don't know. I mean, I put model trains around the Christmas tree. I'm not qualified to be the transportation secretary. Then it's like, remember that guy who was nominated to be the FAA administrator? Had no idea how planes worked. Didn't know anything about airport. That clip went viral. Didn't know a damn thing about planes other than the fact that at one point they might have given you snacks and then they started charging you for them. Beyond that, the man had no idea about anything regarding aviation whatsoever. Listening to that man testify before the Senate when Senator Kennedy grilled him, it was almost as if the guy had actually never even been on an airplane. I was listening to him that day and thinking, has this man ever flown before? Maybe he's just a train guy, but he was appointed by Biden to run the Federal Aviation Administration. Matt Gaetz is an attorney. You don't have to like the guy. You can think the guy's an a-hole, but it doesn't mean you're not qualified. There are a lot of qualified a-holes out there. You can think the guy's a little nutty, but there's a lot of qualified nutty people out there, too. That doesn't make him unqualified. What makes somebody unqualified is if they have, for example, you'd be unqualified to be attorney general if you have no idea what the law is. If you're not an attorney, if you've never practiced law, if you've never been in a situation where you were a member of Congress and had to fight the Department of Justice over the weaponization of government, that would make you unqualified, for example. That's just an example of that. All right, we got a lot of big show for you today. Lots to get to, lot to chat about. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you want to weigh in on anything we are discussing today. I do want to tell you that we've got some great guests coming up, and a little bit later on the show today, we're also going to have a conversation regarding schools in America and what Donald Trump is going to do regarding education and taking back education from the woke. And that's going to be huge for our country. We're coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hi, I'm Mike Fenaria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Fenaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, baby. The car picked me up this morning at 6 o'clock and came into New York, did a little TV, did a little radio, and still doing a little radio. So it's been good times, good times, good times for the Zeoli Army. Good things are happening. So thanks for being part of the show. Appreciate it very, very much. With regard to Trump's appointments, I want to play you a clip. This is Bill Ackman talking about Trump's cabinet picks, okay? We are streaming live on YouTube. I got my camera going now, so I was able to do that during the break. Had a crush in Americano. Little caffeine. I might do an injection into my arm at some point throughout the show today. On days like today when there's 7 hours of radio, that's what you got to do, because I don't have any more of Hunter Biden's cocaine. It was all confiscated by that dog. Well, the dog sniffed it all. Obviously, White House cocaine dog, so I don't have any more. But if I did, I would definitely do a line right now. But the dogs did all the lines, and that's why they bit people, and that's why my movie, Cocaine White House Dogs, is going to be a huge, huge hit. So here's Bill Ackman, who's an incredibly smart guy. Megyn Kelly had him on his show. He's, of course, the CEO of Pershing Square. He's a very rich man, successful man. And he was talking about Trump's cabinet picks being the dream team. And I'll just add this about Elon Musk. I like what Don Jr. said about Elon Musk being the Albert Einstein of our time. Cut number three.
It's super fun to watch Trump name these names to the cabinet. And I don't know about you, but I'm loving it. I think it's just so innovative to go completely Trumpian. Just keep people on their heels. Do not go with establishment types like he tried to do the first time. And I see absolutely nothing wrong with him going with Trump loyalists, but that term keeps getting bandied about as though it's a bad thing.
Well, actually, I think it's I call it the dream team. I'm really super impressed. We have Elon Musk. We have a good friend of mine, Vivek Ramaswamy, who's incredibly talented. I love all these. I've actually been super impressed with all the picks so far.
There you go. Caroline Leavitt, by the way, is on Fox News right now, talking about the possible administration role for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. That's another guy who's going to root out corruption at every turn. Are we streaming the video clips, guys? What's going on with that? Are we doing that today? What's up with that,
yeah,
Justin?
We're streaming as many as we can, yeah.
Yeah, I'm watching Kirk download and load them in right now.
All right, all right. So I'll take a little. We really should get these going by 3 o'clock, if, you know, since the show starts at 3. I'm going to be like Greg now, that we start at 6 a.m. We start at 3 o'clock. But what I'll do in the meantime is, while we work on that, I'm going to catch you up on a couple other stories so that you can appreciate and see the clips as we're doing them as well. But do we have any loaded at this point? At this point in time? Any?
I'm not sure which ones. I don't have a list.
All right. So how about starting tomorrow, we get them loaded by 3? Like, can we do that? Like, at least maybe, like, most of them by 3? Is that possible? Yes? No? Maybe so?
I got you. You can talk.
Kirk, talk to me. Talk to me. Yeah, what do you need to get them loaded by 3 when the show starts?
Most of the clips end, but the other one's going to take a few minutes, take a little while.
All right. Because, you know, everybody wants to watch the show. And if we start the show at 3, we got to have the show ready to go at 3 with the video component as well. You know what I mean? Because we can't, like, can you imagine if Fox said they were like, well, we can't get the cameras going till, you know, we got to wait on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to cook with gasoline here. It takes a long time to load. All right. So how do we get them earlier to load? No, seriously. Let's think about this. How do we get them earlier to Kirk to load? What do we need to do?
Well, we should talk about this off air because it's a complication that we're going to have to discuss in some detail.
All right. That's fine.
It's a time constraint issue. We'll talk about it off air.
All right. We'll talk about it off air. That's fine. Can we do it live? We'll do it live?
No.
People will be very bored with this conversation. I promise.
I think people find it fascinating to see the inner workings of the show, don't you think? The inner workings, how the sausage is made. I think it's fascinating.
I don't want to get thrown in the bus.
Yeah, you know, I'm no one's throwing you under the bus. We want to make your life easy. We want to. Like, we got all the defenders of Kirk on YouTube, like Kimmy, who loves you, and all the others.
YouTube chat throw me under the bus.
No, the YouTube chat, they're your biggest defenders. Yeah, they love you.
Kirk is very popular in that YouTube chat, by the way.
Yeah,
he's probably the
most
popular person on the show.
Well, let me see. If Kirk is chatting on YouTube and not loading clips, I'll kill him with a chainsaw.
On YouTube chat.
No, I know. I'm just checking. I see that you're not. No, look, everybody's coming to your defense. Look at that. Doesn't sound pleasant. I look marvelous. Drink. Okay, people are like making comments.
No one cares about me.
No one's defended you, Kirk, yet, but they may. They may at some point.
They'll get there when they catch up.
Yeah. They're a little behind. It's a couple seconds delay. Then all the defenders will come out. Don't worry. All right. So, couple things. We'll do it live. Couple things. Thank you, Dawn. Don't use the word. Okay, very good. Excellent. That's good. Here's what I will also tell you as we're looking at the overreaction by the left when it comes to the appointments. All right. A guy like Matt Gaetz is a test for Trump with the Republican senators. And that is this. It's, do you think you can cross one of your own, and then live to tell a story about it? I think people have thought of this as Trump wanting to get rid of Matt Gaetz. I don't think so. Or get him out of hot water with the ethics probe or something like that. I don't think so. I think it's that Trump wants to find a way to finally get rid of Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski. He got rid of Romney. He got rid of Liz Cheney. Got rid of Adam Kinzinger. Got rid of a lot of the people that were thorns in his side. I think he's putting Gaetz out there to force them to vote no on him so that he can go out there and have an excuse to actively work against them. Because they are a thorn in his side and have been. Now, Susan Collins, to her credit, came out and voted for Brett Kavanaugh. That was a big deal. She saved Brett Kavanaugh's nomination. A lot of people say back then it was a very big thing. But nevertheless, I think that Trump is pushing them, testing them, tempting them. You know, when John Fetterman says this is the ultimate troll, it's not just that he's trolling them. He's saying, I dare you. I dare you to cross me. I dare you to come up against me and with this mandate that I have right now, I dare you with this mandate that I have to turn around and say no. Because if you do, you're going to give me the excuse I need to be able to go back and work against you and say that I need allies who can get my agenda done because I have a mandate for the American people. And we don't have to worry about Democrats stopping us anymore. We have to worry about Republicans. And we have to get rid of that. We have to stop that. And think of the Republicans that opposed Trump and how that worked out for them. It didn't work out for them very well. But as far as qualifications go, here's Pete Buttigieg talking about how he likes trains, okay? When he was the Transportation Secretary of the United States of America, this is Pete Buttigieg talking about his love of trains, his qualification to be the Transportation Secretary of the United States of America. Take a listen.
I've also had a personal love of transportation ever since childhood. More than once, as a college student, I would convince a friend to travel nearly 1,000 miles back to Indiana with me on Amtrak. though I know that in this administration, I will at best aspire to be the second biggest train enthusiast around. I spent a spring break in graduate school aboard a cargo ship studying there. Travel in my mind is synonymous with growth, with adventure, even love, so much so that I proposed to my husband, Chasten, in an airport terminal.
Aww.
Don't let anybody tell you that O'Hare isn't romantic.
Aww. Also had a personal... That's so sweet. That's so sweet. That makes you qualify to be transportation secretary. You proposed in an airport. I mean, Mike, I bought a Cinnabon once in an airport. I bought a Orange Julius at an airport. Does that make me qualify to be transportation secretary? I was in the Mile High Club once. Okay, maybe not that part. But, I mean, I've thought about it. Who hasn't? Although it would be very uncomfortable, I think, and really kind of dirty and disgusting if you think about it. But does that make me qualify to be transportation secretary? No, really. If I had said in my qualifications, I was like, well, you know, me and my wife, we did the Mile High Club. And we made it 35,000 feet. It was amazing. It was epic. In fact, now we have a daughter out of it. If I had said that, would I have been confirmed? I'm just curious. I'm asking for a friend. Here's the guy that was the nominated to be the FAA administrator. What his name is, I don't even remember, but this was Senator John, I think it was this, is this Kennedy, Matt, who was grilling him?
It's Ted Budd.
Ted Budd grilling this guy who's going to run the FAA. Let's take a listen.
So, Mr. Washington, can you quickly tell me what airspace requires an ADS-B transponder?
Not sure I can answer that question right now.
That's okay. We'll just keep going. So that's a pretty important part. So what are the six types of special use airspace that protect this national security that appear on FAA charts?
Sorry, Senator, I cannot answer that question.
Okay, so what are the operational limitations of a pilot flying under basic med?
Senator, I'm not a pilot, so...
but obviously you'd ever see the Federal Aviation Administration. So any idea what those restrictions are under basic med? Quickly.
Well, some of the restrictions, I think, would be high blood pressure. Some of them would be...
It's more like how many passengers per airplane, how many pounds in different categories, and what altitude you can fly under. So, and then amount of knots. It's under 250 knots. So it's not have anything to do with blood pressure. So can you tell me what causes an aircraft to spin or to stall?
Again, Senator, I'm not a pilot.
Okay, let's keep going. What are the three aircraft certifications the FAA requires as part of the manufacturing process? Quickly, please. Three aircraft certifications.
Again, what I would say to that is that one of my first priorities would be to fully implement that Certification Act and report
back. You know the three types, Mr. Washington? The three types? Okay. Yeah, that's type certificate, production certificate, and airworthiness certificate. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's just keep going, see if we can get lucky here. So can you tell me what the minimum separation distance is for landing and departing airliners during the daytime, Mr. Washington?
I don't want to guess on that, Senator.
Are you familiar with the difference between Part 107 and Part 44809 when it comes to unmanned aerial standards? Unmanned, like drones, are you familiar with the difference?
Yes.
Okay, you know the difference between those two, Part 44809 and Part 107? Do you know the difference there?
No, I cannot spell that out.
Now, his name was Phil Washington. He bowed out after that. But I guess the point is, if you ask Matt Gaetz a series of questions about the law, like he may be an a-hole. I don't know. I met him one time. I met him at CPAC. Well, I think we had both had a little too much wine. Had a nice chat with the guy, but I don't know him. I don't know the guy, but a lot of his colleagues think he's an a-hole. Okay, fine, but there's a lot of very qualified a-holes in the world. A lot of them. So I guess the question, but if you were to have Matt Gaetz sit in that chair and you were to grill Matt Gaetz could answer questions regarding the law. He could answer fundamental questions regarding the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Whether you like the guy or not, it's irrelevant. He's qualified for the job of Attorney General. He understands the Constitution. He understands the law. He understands the role of the government. He understands what the government is supposed to do to protect civil liberties and what it's not doing to protect civil liberties. He understands how the government is overreached. He understands how the Department of Justice, the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, whatever various other three or four letter alphabet agencies you want to come up with, have all abused their power. And he knows all this because he's grilled people like Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray over the years about these things. So he's qualified. He may be a qualified a-hole. He may be a qualified weirdo. He may be a qualified jerk. But he's qualified. See, that's the difference. And I don't know, you know, I mean, there's lots of people who run companies out there. There's lots of people that are in powerful positions who are jerks to be around, jerks to work with, jerks to work for. But they're qualified. They're good at what they do. No one has questioned Matt Gaetz's qualifications. And you see, they tried the same thing with Pete Hegseth, but Pete Hegseth is qualified to run the Pentagon because he actually fought in combat. He's not there to enrich the defense manufacturing industry, the war industry. He's there to look out for the troops and for American security. And he's also there to fight the DEI agenda because he served and he knows what that's like. He could answer basic questions regarding unit readiness. He could answer basic questions regarding deployment. He could answer questions. I mean, none of the questions that this guy was really grilled on the FAA were like that complicated if you had prepped a little bit for it. You know what I mean? Like, even if you didn't have a lot of experience in that, you could have prepped. But then Buttigieg was the mayor of a city. He was Mayor Pete. That was his big thing before he became the Secretary of Transportation. He was Mayor Pete. He was a train enthusiast who got engaged in an airport, I guess, or something. Had a drink in an airport bar. I don't know. Whatever it is. That's his qualification? Okay. Listen, these guys are clowns. Here's Dana Perino from Gutfeld last night talking about everything. Actually, we'll play that when I come back. Dana made a great point on Gutfeld about all of the unqualified people and the weirdos that are in Biden's administration, not just Rachel Levine, not just Dr. Rachel, Admiral Rachel Levine. You always have to say that by law, of course, but also other people like, and not just Sam Britton, but other people as well. People who had absolutely no reason to be there, none whatsoever. No way you could even justify their presence in running those departments. When it comes to privacy, so right now I'm in New York. I'm at Fox News doing my show here. So I'm the Fox News Wi-Fi. But I'm protected with my VPN, so my data is still encrypted thanks to DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro. And this is great because I'm on the road a lot these days. It seems more than ever I'm traveling. And whether I'm using my phone or my laptop, I've got Privacy Pro with me and that VPN protecting my data at all times. But even when I'm home, it protects my data from my internet service provider. I don't need Xfinity looking at what I'm looking at online either. I want my privacy, and I want my personal information removed from the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, all that. Look, Privacy Pro is a 3-in-1 privacy protection suite for you. It's going to battle the hackers, the scammers, the thieves who are out there trying to steal your identity. It's going to guard you against those people, guard you against the people that are trying to steal your identity. And if God forbid that ever happens to you, DuckDuckGo is going to fight to get your identity back with personal identity theft restoration. All that 3-in-1 for under $10 a month, $9.99. And you get a 7-day trial when you go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. What are you waiting for? This is a no-brainer. In this day and age where everybody out there is trying to sell your data, buy your data, or hack your data, or steal your data, or steal your life, steal your information, you need this. This isn't optional. You have to have this today because you are the consumer. You are the product. DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro protects you from all of that. $10 a month, it is the absolute best insurance policy you can ask for. You get the VPN, and it's a DuckDuckGo VPN, not one of those low-energy VPNs. You get the personal identity theft restoration, and you also get the personal data removal as well. 7-day trial when you go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Sign up today.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Oh, yeah, baby. It is a busy Thursday afternoon. So just so you know, when we go to news, we're going to do news at 4:00. I have to record something for Fox News, and then I'm going to do that real quick, and then I'll come back. But we're just going to, right? That's the plan, Matt. Justin, we're going to play news at 4?
Yeah. We're going to take news.
I like when the audience knows what's going on. I think it's good when they know how the sausage is made. You know what I mean?
So I could see how some people would like it.
You know, it's part of the show. You're part of the show. You're the good, the bad. You take the good, you take the bad. You take them both, and there you have the facts of life.
There you
the
go.
The facts of life. That's all. The facts of life. When the world... I don't remember the songs. You remember the song to the facts of life? It was a show.
I have never seen the facts of life.
Yeah, well, you're too young for that. What can I tell you? It's all right. No problem. apparently now, they're saying Trump offered RFK Jr. health and human services role. But I don't know if that means director of health and human services. I don't know exactly that. And there hasn't been anything yet from Trump's Truth Social regarding that. I've checked that today. I'm just trying to figure out if there's been any developments. But Trump did tweet out the following. I respect Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase greatly, but he will not be invited to be part of the Trump administration. I thank Jamie for his outstanding service to our country. Okay. That's the last thing he said regarding nominations. So a source is saying that he's offered a role to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and we don't know exactly what that role is, but it's something with health and human services, and, you know, we'll try to figure out what that is. Here is Dana Perino on Gutfeld talking about Biden's crazy nominees. I think this is a very important point she makes. Take a listen.
And I just want to point out a couple of other things. On Joe Biden named this woman, Tracy Stone Manning, to run the BLM. That's the Bureau of Land Management, Greg. She had direct ties to an eco-terrorist organization. Then after the October 7th attack, he nominated a lifetime federal judgeship to a guy named Adil Manji, who had hosted anti-Semitic groups on campus and defended cop killers. He had Sam Britton.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
The luggage thief,
okay, to oversee nuclear waste disposal. Good thing he didn't steal any of that. I could go on and on, but the last one I would mention is Jen Granholm. She literally invested in EV battery companies while serving as the energy secretary of the country. So if you're going to be all up in arms about one nomination, just give Pete a chance. I think that he will do a great job.
And she's talking about Pete Hegseth as a defense secretary, who, by the way, I like the fact that he's not a general, that he's not part of the military-industrial complex. I think those are all positives. Think about it from this perspective. One of the things that Jack Carr has always said is that it's the people in the Pentagon who never get in trouble, but the soldier out in the field is the one who winds up getting hanged. And he's right about that. He's right about that point. It's a point he makes in almost all of his books. In addition to that, Hegseth has also been a guy who's been out there defending troops who've been charged with things like war crimes. He's been advocating for them. And for the most part, what we find with these guys is that they're following orders from Washington, and then some bureaucrat washes their hands of it, and then the soldier is left out to dry. Whoever goes in as Secretary of Defense, if they come from the military-industrial complex, their job, they're going to want to grow it. That's what they always do. I'm not saying that Hegseth is not going to want to see the military grow. I think that the difference, though, is that there's one thing having the United States military improving strength and being able to make sure that we've got the size we need. It's another thing to use a lot of the weapons that we're making because we want to make sure that military contractors can make more of them. And I think too often what we have with this crossover between the Pentagon and the defense contractors is there's a lot of crossover, just like there is with the FDA and with big food and big pharma. And we see that crossover a lot, and it gets very entangled, and it becomes a big mess, a big, giant mess for all of us. All right, listen, relationships matter in life. That's why Cherry Hill Vavo is the place to go. And they have incredible fall specials right now for you at Cherry Hill Vavo. All you got to do is just go see them on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. You know, there's the only family car that we drive is the XC90. I love it. You know, it's the safest 7-person SUV out there on the road. That's right. There's a reason why I drive that, because I love my family. But it's also beautiful and stylish as well. And at Cherry Hill Volvo right now, the XC90 can be yours at an incredible lease price. And if you're a Costco member, you can save even more. That's right. You can lease the XC90 for as low as $687 a month using all applicable rebates. And Costco members save even more, up to $2,000 in additional rebates. Just see the store for details. Head to the store today. Cherry Hill Volvo, the entire team would love to see you and take great care of you. And we live in very crazy times right now. So knowing that we have a studio sponsor like Cherry Hill Vavo stepping up in the age of cancel culture to say, I want the studio naming rights is huge. The result is that so many of their customers, like me, become customers for life. And I think it's a big deal. So maybe you want the S-Class, the S60, a beautiful car made right here in the United States of America, the S90. Either way, at Cherry Hill Vavo, they'll take great care of you. So go see them today, the region's most accessible Vavo dealer on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, and the only Vavo dealer that is the Talk Radio 1210 WPHD studio sponsor, Cherry Hill Vavo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth. Your retirement dreams can become reality if you have a plan. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. We provide custom solutions to help you navigate through your finances today while helping you build a strong financial portfolio for tomorrow. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.